Well, I'm here with Chris. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah. And so what could you tell us about the announcement today?
So today we're announcing that the Office web applications are entering their technical preview milestone. We had the tech preview milestone for the Office clients back in July. And so we already have tens of thousands of folks who have downloaded the Office 2010 clients using them on their machines. Since the web apps are on a different milestone, different release calendar, they took a little bit longer to enter tech preview, but we'll be inviting folks through Windows Live SkyDrive to participate and join in the web apps tech preview. So we'll also be announcing the official name of the web applications. They collectively will be called the Office web apps, but Excel is the Excel web app, Word is the Word web app, PowerPoint is the PowerPoint web app, and OneNote will be the OneNote web app.
People know, you know, things like Google Docs,
yep,
right? Where would you say we fit into this whole picture with the now free Office apps on the web?
Yeah, so we, you know, in signing up to do web-based productivity applications, we did a lot of research with customers to find out what they liked about the current web-based productivity, what they liked about the web in general, the benefits that they saw, and then also the limitations that they encounter on a regular basis. So essentially what we decided to do, and we talked to tons of customers through focus groups and usability studies and whatever, and the thing that they told us was they liked the sharing, they liked the ability to access anywhere through a browser, they didn't like the fact that it was a lossy process for them. They always said that anytime they wanted to get a grade or get, you know, something tied to their paycheck, for work or for school or even for home, they always had to do a bunch of extra work, and they always did that extra work using a desktop application. So people might start on the web, but they would finish in Office. Or they might start in Office, move it to the web, do some work there, and then finish back in Office. And what they told us was this transmission, anytime they changed between client and server, they lost information, they lost fidelity, they lost formatting, then had to redo a bunch of work. And so we sort of took that to heart and said, you know, they're using our documents, they're using our format, they're using our applications, they're going to the web for a bunch of specific things. We want to add that functionality in, but in a seamless way, so that you can start and finish on the desktop, you can start and finish on the web if you want, but fundamentally, your document is your document, and just by going to the web, it won't get changed out from under you.
Okay.
And that was kind of our position from the get-go. So we spent a lot of time focusing on fidelity. We spent a lot of time focusing on the core rendering engine and the fact that the file formats are consistent, so it doesn't get translated to HTML or a different file format when it moves to the server. It doesn't get translated back when it goes back to the client. It's the same file, and it renders basically the same.
Okay. Can you show us?
Absolutely.
Let's
That's
see
what I'm
that.
Here for.
Let's see that goodness.
Sure, everybody wants to see it.
Yeah.
So let me show you what the tech preview experience is going to be like. We're going to be inviting waves of people through Windows Live SkyDrive, and so the way that people will get it is they'll go to SkyDrive, and I'm actually going to sign in here on SkyDrive. Okay. All right, so I'm going to start, and I'm going to go to SkyDrive, and here's the experience you'll get when you go to SkyDrive. I'm already signed in. It's 25 gigs of free storage. You've got a whole bunch of folders. On Windows Live, you can have a network of people. So you see I've got a network. John Box is in my network. He's a developer evangelist out in Tennessee. And this is just sort of the experience you get when you go to SkyDrive. If I go to my documents folder, it's my personal documents place, and you'll see a bunch of files that I've created. Excel spreadsheets, PowerPoint presentations, Word documents, etc. When I get invited into Tech Preview, what I get is this ability to actually create new files right inside of Windows Live. So I can create a workbook, a presentation, what have you, right inside of Windows Live. I can also start to view these things directly within the browser. So let me fire up an Excel document. Here's a spreadsheet I've been building to actually look at different cameras, digital cameras. I'm in the market to buy one. When I get in the tech preview, I have the ability to view or edit it right inside the browser. So clicking view opens in the Excel web app. in view mode. And what you'll see is basically an Excel view experience where I've got conditional formatting, I've got data bars, I have a chart and graph down here at the bottom. If I scroll down, here's a chart of all my different camera features and prices. And I get a really great Excel experience just inside the browser. So I can switch between different tabs. I've got multiple worksheets in the same workbook. From the viewing mode, I have a few different options. I can edit this right in the browser. I can also launch it or open in Excel. So what I'll show you right now is if I can click the edit button, I'll open the Excel web app in edit mode. And this again is running in the browser, but it gives me a very nice editing experience that looks a lot like Excel. I've got the ribbon UI at the top. I have a whole bunch of the same commands, they're all in the same place. If I go down here to, let's say, this Nikon at Circuit City, let's just change the price. Let's say it wasn't $1,800, it was $400. You'll watch the Excel web app recalculate. Those data bars will all change in real time. And then when I go back to this first workbook, because the formulas are actually linked back and forth, in the first workbook, you'll notice that the calculations flow through. And now I actually have two cameras that are sort of my preferred cameras. And so, you know, this is a very simple Excel experience. I can do things like calculations. So let's say I wanted to find out the average price. I can just click here in the cell. Actually scroll up a bit. Click here and say equals average. And you'll notice I get the auto-fill drop-down of all the different functions that are available. So as I type, I'll see that in the web app just like I would in the client. Just click and drag to select a bunch of cells. I can enter a new formula just as easy in the web as I could in the client. And you'll see it'll recalculate. It says average price at the bottom.
Is there certain things that you would know that people are going to want to go to the offline experience for?
It's obviously not fully functional in terms of comparison to the desktop application. What we see people wanting to go online to do are a lot of the very simple but really very, very common kinds of things, like data entry, like creating new formulas. People often share workbooks in this kind of an environment to keep track of like their personal training statistics if they're training for a triathlon, and share that workbook with your trainer so that he or she can see what you're doing and then can actually edit comments, add comments like, you know, your time has not improved here, you might want to go back and try this different course or whatever, and it becomes a nice seamless communication vehicle. But people are not today not creating really, really complicated spreadsheets in a browser-based environment, because it's actually not as efficient to do so as it would be in the client. But you can take confidence in the fact that if you do build a very complicated spreadsheet, you can view it with high fidelity, and you can make data changes, editing changes, entry. And that's just kind of a brief look at what you can do with Excel. If I go back to the SkyDrive documents library, let's take a look at PowerPoint and how that looks. So here's my PowerPoint presentation planning for a conference. And right off the bat, you'll see it sort of opens up in the view mode and gives me the ability to click through my slides right here in the browser. And you'll see the animations, the graphs sort of flowed in there, the animations on the text, those are things that happen in the client. They also happen in the browser. So I can actually deliver this presentation just using the browser, and I can actually started in a full screen slideshow mode right here, and it'll take a couple seconds, but what you'll see is IE will go full screen, and if I hit F11 I can actually get rid of the Chrome at the top, and then I can click through my slides in the browser, and it's very, very similar to a PowerPoint presentation. Key ability here is I can do this presentation from anywhere. If my machine's broken, or I find myself in a situation where I don't have access to it, or I need to borrow someone else's, if I can get to the web, I can get to my files, and if I can get to my files, I can deliver the spiel. So it's just that easy. Bailing out of slideshow mode, I can now sort of edit this presentation And again, I get a similar experience to PowerPoint on the desktop right here in the browser. Same ribbon UI, same commands in the same places. You'll notice that the gallery of slides will open up down the left-hand side. I'll get a slide on the right-hand side. It's easy to click right into the slide, start editing the text, click out of the text just like I do in PowerPoint. And again, because we focus so much on fidelity, I can be confident that as I'm making these changes on the web, I'm going to see the exact same thing when I open this thing back up on my desktop. And I can click through the slides, and I can change the fonts, I can add new slides. If I run into some case that I need to do something like, say, insert a new chart in this presentation, and I can't do it in the web, it's super easy to send this file straight into PowerPoint right from the web. It'll open up the same DAC in the same state, and what I can do is just keep working, and then when I save it out from PowerPoint, it actually saves right back to the SkyDrive document library without me really having to do it anything. So I don't have to go back and upload it. I'm not generating a second copy of the same presentation. I'm doing all the same stuff. I'm working on the same doc. So that's sort of a bit of the experience in PowerPoint. And let me also show you the last thing, which is the Word Viewer. Now here at Tech Preview Time, we actually won't have editing enabled for Word documents on the web. And that's because we actually still have a bunch of work to do on the editing surface itself and making the experience there really, really good. And that editing surface is actually shared. It's a common surface between the OneNote web app and the Word web app, which are using the same surface. And so there's still a bunch of work to be done. And to prevent people from having a bad experience out of the gate, we really wanted to make sure that it was solid enough to do in Tech Preview. And unfortunately, we had to make the hard decision to turn off editing in Word docs. At this point, it'll definitely be there at launch. So for now, what we can do is view Word documents, and again, you can sort of see them in really high fidelity. This document has watermark, it's got pictures, it's got a bunch of different formatting styles, headers and footers, it's a couple different pages. And the Word viewer and the PowerPoint viewer will actually use Silverlight if it's installed on your machine. Doesn't require it, but it will use it if it's there. And if you have Silverlight, you can do much more dramatic things like zoom in and out of your document and get really high fidelity zooming capabilities. If you have Silverlight, the rendering actually comes down differently. You use a Silverlight renderer. If you don't have Silverlight, then we generate PNG files on the server and send those down in view mode. And so scaling those inside the browser isn't going to be as great as scaling a Silverlight. Silverlight rendering. I can also do things like, view this thing in full page mode and scroll back and forth between the pages. I can find inside my Word document, and so if I search for something like price, it'll pick out a couple of the places in the document where the word price appears, and I can use the navigation pane to actually go to the right place. You'll notice it's actually down here. In this table, this word price, and then the price list is right above it. So I can find stuff inside my documents, I can look around them, I can zoom and scale, and then when I actually want to work on it in Tech Preview Time, I have to open it up in Word if I want to work on it later as we get closer to launch. I'll have an edit button here inside the Word web app, just like I do for PowerPoint. And the experience there is very much the same. It looks like the Word surface, I got the same ribbon UI, I got the same command set. And one other thing that we let you do inside the browser here for Word is actually print straight from here. And so you get to print your documents. Students told us that this was one of the key things that they wanted them to support, because a lot of times they work on their documents back in their room or with their friends, but the library or the computer lab actually has the best printer. And they wanted a way to get to the library and print their documents off at the library printer without having to necessarily carry the files on a stick. Plug them in. And so being able to view it right off the web and then go straight to the printer and print it makes it super easy. And that's just a bit about what the experience will be like for those people invited to the tech preview. If you get an invitation, it will show up as a blue bar here inside your document library. Once you have files stored in your document library, that blue bar would appear and say, hey, you've been invited to participate in the web app tech preview. Would you like to accept the terms? You accept the terms and you're launched right in. And then the new functionality appears. If I want to create a new workbook right here in the browser, it's super easy. Let's create one called Rainfall. It'll launch me right into the Excel web app experience, just like you saw me do before. I can type in a bunch of information, like let's say days of the week. And I can track some values, like let's say I got 1 inch, 2 inch, 3 inches, and 4 inches. And then I can do simple calculations. This drag and drop. And it's that easy. The way the web app editors work is that they're saving in real time. Because if you lose your network connection, if you lose your browser, what have you, we don't want you to lose your changes, your edits. And because of the tenuous nature of networking, still to this day, we want to make sure that you've always got the most recent state. But you can use the same undo and redo commands to go backwards and get to earlier states in your document. And this prevents you from making a bunch of changes that you're just going to lose.
Cool.
The other thing that you'll notice in the tech preview, especially as more and more people get invited, is you have the ability to share. And so from the documents library, if I go to any one of these files, I can actually share it with someone else, send them an invitation. And for the Excel web app, it's actually multi-user editing in real time. And so if I share this document with someone else, I could open it up. And they could open it up at the same time, and together we could be making edits and changes, and we would see each other's changes flow through in real time.
One of the things I noticed was that everything's in SkyDrive, and
right.
There's also the Office Live workspace, and so I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen there.
Yeah, what customers will see, especially those that have Office Live workspaces already today, is that as we get to launch, those Office Live workspaces will actually migrate over into the Windows Live environment. So all your content will actually move for you. And you'll keep the same workspaces, they're just going to move over onto a common infrastructure in Windows Live. And all the web applications will all run in the future on top of Windows Live.
Cool. And what about for developers? I mean, can developers do anything with this web application now?
Right. As this is really the first version of the web apps, we don't have a ton of programmability or customizability in the web apps themselves. But the best thing that developers are going to find is actually there are two things. Because the web apps run on top of SharePoint in corporate environments or business environments, the opportunity for developers is first to actually construct custom applications in SharePoint that live around a document process. And what you can do is if let's say you have an RFP process and you want to build an app that goes around it, you can rely on the fact that if the documents are in SharePoint and your customer has the web apps, that the documents themselves can be edited in the browser, and then your whole application and your process can work around that fact. And you don't have to build an editor for the document or actually use a different format to store the data in. You can go right to the Office format and then know that they're always going to have an application to edit it and view it with. That's the first thing. The second thing is actually on the file format itself. Because all of these web apps work natively on the OpenXML file format, developers have a ton of customization and programmability opportunities on top of the file format. And so again, if you can rely on the fact that your customers or your end users are using applications that can edit the files, you can send them into the app, have them fill something out in an Excel spreadsheet, and when you take them out of the app, then you can drill into the OpenXML file format and take the data out. So there's a lot of opportunities to build applications around the web apps, just not in them quite yet. It's something we have definitely in our minds for the future, because programmability on top of Office client apps is really, really popular, and something that we know lots of people do.
And these will all be free and available to people when Office launches, right?
Right. We're actually delivering them three ways when Office launches. They'll be free for consumers through Windows Live. So with your Windows Live ID, if you go to SkyDrive and you store files there, you'll be able to use the web apps on top of your Windows Live documents. And for businesses, there are two ways that they can get them. One is they can run them inside their corporate infrastructure on top of SharePoint. The big difference is there, it runs on the SharePoint infrastructure, so companies can control how the documents get stored, authentication and identity for the documents, etc. And then the other way that business will be able to get them is through Microsoft Online, through the online services. So if you don't want to host SharePoint and all that infrastructure inside your corporate environment, you can come to Microsoft Online and we'll host that stuff for you. And that'll be subscription-based.